Hi, and welcome to It's Only Rock and Roll, with me, Poppy Buell, here only on Bexhill Radio. In this week's 60-minute career snapshot, we're going to be looking at the prolific music of the Eurythmics and their contribution to the 80s. Were a British pop duo formed in 1980, consisting of Scottish vocalist Annie Lennox and English musician and producer Dave Stewart. They were both previously in The Tourists, a band that broke up in 1980. They released their first studio album, In the Garden, in 1981 to little success, but achieved global acclaim with their second album, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. The title track became a worldwide hit, reaching number 2 in the UK singles chart and number 1 in Canada and the US Billboard Hot 100. Eurythmics went on to release a string of hit singles and albums, including Love is a Stranger, There Must Be an Angel and Here Comes the Rain Again, before splitting in 1990.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Lennox and Stewart met in 1975 in a restaurant in London, where Lennox worked at that time. They first played together in 1976 in the punk rock band The Catch. After releasing one single as The Catch in 1977, the band evolved into The Tourists. Stewart and Lennox were also romantically involved. The Tourists achieved some commercial success, but the experience was reportedly an unhappy one. Personal and musical tensions existed within the group, whose main songwriter was Pete Coombs, and legal wrangling happened with the band's management, publishers, and record labels. Lennox and Stewart felt the fixed band lineup was an inadequate vehicle to explore their experimental creative leanings and decided their next project should be much more flexible and free from artistic compromise. They were interested in creating pop music, but wanted freedom to experiment with electronics and the avant-garde. Eurythmics' commercial breakthrough came with their second album, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, released in January 1983. The successful title track featured a dark and powerful sequenced synth bassline and a dramatic video that introduced the now-orange crew-cut Lennox to audiences. The song reached number 2 on the UK singles chart, becoming one of the year's biggest sellers, number 6 in Australia, and later topped the Canadian chart and US Billboard Hot 100. The band's fortunes changed immensely from this moment on, and Lennox quickly became a pop icon, gracing the covers of numerous magazines, including Rolling Stone. Their previous single, Love is a Stranger, was also re-released and became another chart success. The video for the song saw Lennox in many different character guises, a concept she would employ in various subsequent videos. The album's working title was Invisible Hands, as was a track left off the album, inspiring the name of the British independent company, Invisible Hands Music, known for releasing music by Hugh Cornwell, Mick Kahn, and Hazel O'Connor. The album also featured a cover of the 1968 Sam and Dave hit Wrap It Up, performed as a duet between Lennox and Green Gartside of Skritti Paliti.
Who's that girl
the duo quickly recorded a follow-up album, Touch, which was released in November 1983. It became the duo's first number one album in the UK, and also spawned three major hit singles. Who's That Girl? Was a top three hit in the UK. The video depicting Lennox as both a blonde chanteuse and as an Elvis Presley clone. It also featured cameo appearances by Hazel O'Connor, Bananarama, including Stewart's future wife, Siobhan Fahey, Teresa Bizarre of Dollar, Jay Aston, and Cheryl Baker of Bucks Fizz, Kiki D, Jackie O'Sullivan, and the gender-bending pop singer Marilyn, who would go on to musical success of his own that same year. The upbeat calypso-flavoured Right By Your Side made the top 10, and Here Comes the Rain Again was an orchestral synth ballad.
I'm not afraid to die. playing with my heart, yeah.
The duo's next album, Be Yourself Tonight, was produced in a week in Paris and spent 4 weeks at number one in Australia. It showcased much more of a band style and a centered sound, with real drums, brass, and much more guitar from Stewart. Almost a dozen other musicians were enlisted, including members of Tom Petty's Heartbreakers, guest harmonica from Stevie Wonder, bass guitar from Dean Garcia, string arrangements by Michael Kamen, and Lennox singing duets with Aretha Franklin and Elvis Costello. It continued the duo's transatlantic chart domination in 1985 and contained four hit singles. Would I Lie to You was a US Billboard top five hit and Australian number one, while There Must Be an Angel became their first and only UK number one single. The feminist anthem Sisters Are Doing It for Themselves, a duet with Aretha Franklin, though originally intended for Tina Turner, and It's All Right, Baby's Coming Back, also rode high in the charts. In September 1985, Eurythmics performed Would I Lie to You at the 1985 MTV Video Music Awards at the Radio City Music Hall in New York.
depend on me, and I'll be
the ticking of your clock,
and I'll be
the numbers on your wall,
and I'll be
your hands to stop the time.
I'll even be your danger sign. Ooh. Ooh. It's all right, babe, it's coming back, and I won't turn him around this time. It's all right, babe, it's coming back, and I don't really care what he sees me. It's all right, babe, it's coming back, and I don't turn him around this time. It's all right, babe, it's coming back.
Eurythmics released their next album, Revenge, in 1986. The album continued their move towards a band sound, verging on an AOR pop slash rock sound. Sales continued to be strong in the UK and internationally, but were somewhat slower in the US, though Missionary Man reached number 14 on the US Hot 100 chart and went all the way to number 1 on the US album-oriented rock chart. Revenge would eventually certify double platinum in the UK and gold in the US, and spend 40 weeks in the Australian top 10, where it reached number 2. The band went on a massive worldwide tour in support of the album, and a live concert video from the Australian leg of the tour was released.
Well, I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. And if I had a dollar bill for all the things I've done, there'd be a mountain of money pile up to my chin. Hey! My mother told me good, my mother told me strong. She said be true to yourself and you can't go wrong. Must understand, you can fool with your brother, but don't mess with a missionary man. 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 Oh, the missionary man, he's got God on his side. He's got the saints and apostles backing up from behind. Like God looks from those Bible books, he's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. There was a woman in the jungle and a monkey on a tree. The missionary man, he was following me. He said, stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees. I have a message for you that you better believe.
Thank you.
In 1987, Lennox and Stewart released the album Savage. This saw a fairly radical change within the group's sound, being based mainly around programmed samples and drum loops. Lennox would later say that where Revenge was more of a Stewart album in sound, Savage was more of a Lennox one. Lyrically, the songs showed an even darker, more obsessive side to Lennox writing. A video album was also made, directed by Sophie Muller, with a video for each song. This was largely a concept piece, following characters portrayed by Lennox, specifically one of a frustrated housewife turned vamp, as exemplified in Beethoven, I Love to Listen to, a UK top 30 and Australian number 13 hit. The brazen, sexually charged rocker I Need a Man remains a Eurythmics staple, as does You Have Placed a Chill in My Heart. Much less commercial than the two previous albums, Savage was mostly ignored in the US, although rock radio in more progressive markets supported I Need a Man. In the duo's native UK, however, the album was a top 10 success and was certified platinum.
Is this my turn? You want me to sing now? Okay. Wow! Look.
In 1989, Eurythmics released the album We Two Are One, which entered the UK album chart at number one, their second number one album after Touch, and gave the duo four UK top 30 hit singles. The album was a return to the rock-pop sound of their mid-80s albums and was certified double platinum in the UK and reached number seven in Australia, but was less successful in the US, although the single Don't Ask Me Why grazed the Billboard Top 40. Other singles from the album included Revival, The King and Queen of America, and Angel. Accompanying the album, the duo conducted their Revival World Tour from the 8th of September 1989 to the 25th of January 1990. After strenuous years of touring and recording, Eurythmics had released eight studio albums in 8 years. A rift had developed between the duo and Eurythmics disbanded, although no formal notice was given. Stewart began writing film soundtracks and had a big international hit in 1990 with the instrumental track Lily Was Here, featuring saxophonist Candy Dulfer. The single reached number 6 in the UK and the top 20 throughout much of Europe and the US, and top 10 in Australia. A soundtrack of the same name was also released, produced and largely written by Stewart. He formed a band called The Spiritual Cowboys, releasing 2 albums with this group in the early 1990s. Lennox took time off from her career to have a baby and to consider a life after Eurythmics. Accordingly, the duo had very little communication with each other from 1991 to 1998. In 1991, Eurythmics' Greatest Hits collection was released, entering the UK album chart at number 1 and spending a total of 10 weeks at that position, plus 8 weeks in New Zealand and 7 weeks in Australia at number 1, as well as becoming a massive worldwide seller. New remixes of Sweet Dreams and Love is a Stranger were also released as singles at this time. During 1993, a live album entitled Live 1983-1989 featuring recordings from various years throughout Eurythmics' career was also released. Yeah!
Such a bad time. Tried to hurt me, but now I know.
My name is Poppy Buell, and this has been It's Only Rock and Roll, with a career snapshot featuring the Eurythmics. I hope you have enjoyed my take on their career, and join me again next week for another 60-minute snapshot. If you have enjoyed the series, please do contact the station, as I have only a few weeks left but would very much like to continue. Please do take the greatest of care and join me again until next week.